Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. This week, we spoke with actress, director, and ovarian cancer survivor, Kobi Smulders, best known for her roles on How I Met Your Mother and the Avengers series, on a new initiative called Not On My Watch. Partnered with Tesoro, Kobi is working to educate and empower women with recurrent ovarian cancer and let them know they no longer have to just watch and wait.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing so good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to talk to you. Cure Talks, is that the name of the podcast?
Cure Talks Cancer, yeah.
Cure Talks Cancer. How long have you been doing it?
We only just launched in March, actually. So.
Oh wow, it's new. Year.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I'm happy to talk to you.
Great, thank you. We can just jump right into it if you're all set.
I'm ready if you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So to start, can you just tell our audience a little bit about your journey with ovarian cancer?
My journey. Yes, my journey began when I was 25 years old. I sort of was feeling some pressure in my abdomen and feeling generally lethargic. And so I went to my doctors who told me, you know, everything's fine. You're 25, you're young, and you're healthy. And a couple months later was still not feeling well and went in and sort of demanded to have an ultrasound. And they found one on my right and like a smaller one on my left, tumors. And I was told just to have the surgery and was able just to remove both tumors and not have any chemotherapy or radiation, and was still able to have children years later. It was a very scary time, especially because this is, you know, I've always wanted to have kids and was sort of planning on having kids, not at that moment at 25, because that's terrifying, but planning to have them later in life. And I was sort of faced with that, where maybe that was potentially not an option. And that was very hard to go through, but luckily, gratefully, I'm here and healthy 10 years later, cancer-free, and excited to talk to you and to other people about that journey and creating more awareness about ovarian cancer in general.
Great. So I know you are the director of a PSA called Not On My Watch. Where did the idea from this come from, or how did you get involved with this?
Well, I partnered with this company called Tesoro to create the Not On My Watch campaign. And it's basically saying that we're choosing to not sit around and wait for a diagnosis for the next appointment. It's about being proactive. It's about being as knowledgeable as you can about all of your options. We've also created a website along with the PSA called at notonmywatch.com. And you can go to that website and you can get information on treatment options. You can educate yourself on many different options for yourself, not only for your physical health, but for your mental health as well. And also the cool thing that I would love to mention is that every time that it is shared, Tesoro is going to donate $5 to ovarian cancer patient organizations. So it's not only benefiting yourself, but other cancer patients as well. But yeah, it's about, for me, I mean, this partnership and this campaign is about trying to empower women to have conversations, to get on top of all of their treatment options, to educate themselves, and to just be in charge of their own bodies. I know that when I was going through all of my health stuff, I was enraged that a lot of the times I would go to my doctor, and I think that is also very important to go to your doctors and discuss all of your treatment options. But when I did, you know, because I was awaiting surgery, and surgery was sort of my only option, I found it infuriating that there wasn't more things to do out there. So I took it upon myself to research, you know, acupuncture and healthy eating habits and sort of learning what I could do for myself to help my body fight this disease. And I think it's important, especially with ovarian cancer, because you know, 85% of women who have advanced ovarian cancer have a recurrence. And that is just, it's tragic to me. And so it makes me feel like when you're faced with this diagnosis, you have to get on top of it. And you have to get all the information that you possibly can that is out there to help yourself get better.
Great. And so I know, obviously, you're an actress and you're in the public eye. How do you think you can kind of utilize this platform to help raise awareness around this issue?
Well, yeah, I mean, I hope that, you know, first of all, I think that even just having survived something like this, I hope brings people hope. I hope that people, you know, will learn from talking about what sort of symptoms I faced. You know, I think it's really important to listen to your body, to when your body gives you warning signs, to listen to them and not just go, I'm just tired, or I'm just, you know, I just need to eat better. To really listen to your body when it is sending you these warning signs. I know that we live in a very mad society right now where there's a lot of stuff going on and a lot of noise, and I think it's really important to sort of tune that out every now and again, or as much as you possibly can, to listen to your body and to make sure that it's all on the right path and that you're taking care of it, not only physically, but mentally as well.
Great. With this, I know, like, during your own experience, you'd said that you demanded an ultrasound, and we often talk a lot to patients about, you know, being your own advocate when it comes to meeting with your doctors and getting second opinions and things. What do you think is the best way for, or your biggest, you know, advice for patients to advocate better for themselves?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that the patient-doctor relationship is a very important, intimate one. And like you said, like, I even remember when I went to see my gynecologist, and she was like, it's fine, I know, we get a physical, everything's fine. And then I was, like, shooting this movie, and I was working so hard, and I had to go somewhere on the weekend. And I was like, I need to get an ultrasound. I will go, and I went to the clinic, and I just said, I want to get an ultrasound. I'll pay for it. And luckily, I'm in a position where I'm able to afford that, to walk in somewhere and say, I have insurance, just give me an ultrasound. And from that, seeing that, I called my gynecologist and was in there the next day saying, this is my ultrasound. And she was shocked. And I think it is about, like I said before, listening to your body and going, you know, something is not right. And if your doctor isn't listening to you, then finding one that does, or finding resources online. I mean, it's not good to Google. You should never Google, like, ovarian cancer, because it's terrifying. Any sort of health issue, I don't recommend just putting that in the Google box. But I think that going to our website, notonmywatch.com, will give a really honest approach from people who are living with cancer, people who are recently diagnosed, people who have done the research, who, you know all of the available options, and that is a really good resource. I think also, like, getting into forums, getting into chats with people who are going through it is also a really great way to get information about it and it happening in real life events. You know, whenever you get statistical, I mean, it's not good to get statistical about any kind of cancer, but ovarian cancer especially, the statistics are not great and not positive. So I think it's important to focus on the people that have gone through it and have learned from their experience and who are surviving it and what they do day by day to sort of get through it.
Great. And so I like to kind of just bring everything all together, and I always ask everybody, what would you say is your biggest piece of advice for other women who are facing an ovarian cancer diagnosis?
I think it's, like, be kind to yourself. I think it's, I think for me, my journey really through cancer was learning about my body and what it really needed, and really listening to myself, and also ridding myself of a lot of stress, you know, trying to breathe and take moments and really being kind to my body, where I think that a lot of the times, I mean, I'll speak personally, not to speak generally, but I think a lot of the times it's like, okay, I'll just get through this week. I'm going to get through this week, and then on the weekend, I'll chill. Okay, I'll be able to, like, take a break after this. I'll just get through this one project, and then I'll take a break. And usually that break doesn't come, or usually you work yourself too much that over, you know, that week of work, you do too much, and your body gets too stressed, and it gets sick, or whatever it does to you. I think you really just need to take time for yourself and make sure that your body is okay, and that you're mentally okay as well. Just being kind to yourself.
Perfect. So I know we only have a few more minutes. Was there anything that we haven't touched upon, whether it be on Not On My Watch or your experience or any other advice that you have for women that we didn't touch upon?
Well, I think that, you know, we live in a day and age now where online, I mean, there's so many resources. I would say look at every option. I when I got sick, I went raw. I went vegan. I, you know, drank anything that was green, I drank it. I tried acupuncture. I think it's about exploring all of your options and finding what the right fit is for you, and just getting as much information and knowledge as possible, because I think that knowledge is what will save you.
Every time Kobe's video is shared, Tesoro will donate $5 to ovarian cancer patient organizations. For more information and to share the video, visit notonmywatch.com. Tune in next week when we speak with Sandra Schrall from the Bonnie J. Addario Lung Cancer Foundation about the organization's patient registry for those with lung cancer. Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @cure_magazine.